The Diwali stamp was practically an annual ritual in the United States. While working in San Francisco in the 2000s, I remember every year someone or the other would forward an email with a petition to the United States Postmaster General asking them to issue a Diwali stamp. Excited Indians would sign it and forward it to everyone they knew. Every year, they were told this would be the year. Every year, they were disappointed. Hanukkah, Christmas, Eid had all gotten stamps. Indians in America craved a Diwali stamp. It would literally be a stamp of approval. In 2016, the Postal Service finally issued a forever stamp showing a lamp against a sparkling gold background. But almost immediately, new emails started doing the rounds, warning Desis and their friends, if the stamp does not sell enough, this will be discontinued. Please do not let this happen. Do your part today. The Postal Service had to announce that it had no plans to remove the stamps from sale. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Diwali stamp saga encapsulates both Desi pride and Desi insecurity as they crave acceptance in the American cultural mainstream. When Barack Obama lit the first ever Diwali lamp in the White House in 2009, Indian Americans glowed with pride.
Diwali is the festival of lights, a time when members of some of the world's great faiths celebrate the triumph of good over evil.
It helped that Diwali, despite being a Hindu festival, didn't feel overtly religious. The message of light prevailing over darkness is fairly non-denominational. But even as Obama lit the lamp, new email petitions surfaced encouraging Indian Americans to push for a federal holiday for Diwali. Winning spelling bees was one thing. Winning recognition from the American power elite was quite another. In that sense, the 2024 U.S. presidential election feels like a Diwali gift to Indian Americans. For the first time ever, both sides of the presidential ticket have an Indian connection. Democratic candidate Kamala Harris's mother was Indian. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance's wife, Usha, is of Indian origin. Jayajit Pal at the University of Michigan, who analyzed the history of Indian American lobbying for the Indian portal News Laundry, found that while Indian American voter turnout was high, 74% in the 2020 election, and Indian American mega donors were welcome, the population was still regarded as not having the numbers to be decisive. Dalip Singh Sondh was the first Indian American to be elected to Congress in 1956. But Pal says Omi Bera's election to Congress from California's 3rd congressional district in 2013 was what really triggered a steady growth of Indian American candidates. Still, it has been hard to shake off that foreign feeling. In 2010, I followed several Indian Americans running for office in America, almost all in places without a significant South Asian population. It makes sense. Sekar Narasimhan, then co-chair of the Democratic National Committee's Indo-American Council, told me.
We weren't seen as black or white. It's actually because we can actually not be immediately typecast, but portray ourselves correctly as being somebody that can be a bridge to all the issues.
Instead, after obligatory salutes to their hardworking immigrant parents pursuing the American dream, the Indian American candidates ran on all American resumes: high school football player, Iraq war veteran, trombone player in the school band, and now Harris's claim of working at a McDonald's. Omi Bera exemplified the cultural tightrope walk when he said he had the best of both worlds.
I mean, rooted in the values of family, of community, of the hard work that an immigrant population brings. So I'm rooted in that. But then I also benefited growing up in the 60s and 70s in this state, of a state that had a strong public school system.
He lost that election, but went on to win subsequently, showing change happens, even if it takes time. But old prejudices die hard. Shekhar Narasimhan realized that in 2006, when Republican Senator George Allen mocked a young Indian American at his rally as a macaca. That young man was Narasimhan's son.
Yeah, well, you know, my son is the classic example here, which is that, and by the way, that's the first and only time I've ever seen his mother really angry on something political.
But that's not to suggest America isn't changing. Kamala Harris is not running as a Kathy. She's happy to be filmmaking a dosa.
I don't want to suffer the consequences of our future president not liking my Indian food.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
I've never made dosas.
Her Indian American supporters are out in full force. For example, a South Asian writer speak out for Kamala fundraiser. Oscar-nominated Indian American graphic artist Sanjay Patel created artwork to support her campaign, where he openly pays tribute to Kamala's namesake, the Hindu goddess Lakshmi. His Lakshmi holds up the U.S. Constitution. And whether Harris wins or not, the cultural change is irreversible. Patel's Kamala Harris enamel pins might have a limited shelf life, but his ghee-happy Diwali coloring book will hopefully outlast this election cycle, just like the Diwali Forever stamp. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Happy Diwali.